Should New Hampshire sportsmen be allowed to hunt and trap bobcats? That question has stirred up some strong emotions since the idea of a season on bobcats was first put on the table more than a year ago. And as NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown tells us, those emotions came to a head last night.
Fish and Game is weighing a proposal to let New Hampshire hunters and trappers kill 50 bobcats a year. There are more than 600 such trappers, and permits would be given out using a lottery at $100 a pop. Chair of the Fish and Game Commission, Ted Tichy, sums up the rationale.
It was closed a time back when the numbers were deemed to be too few, and now we've done some studies and the numbers have come up, and we're listening to a proposal to reopen a season.
Fish and Game believes there are around 1,400 bobcats in the state, and the population is growing by maybe 150 a year. They think killing 50 cats a year is a small enough number that the population can still grow. But this proposal has become incredibly controversial. The public hearing was moved to the New Hampshire State House, where there are 400 seats, and the crowd overflowed into the gallery. And this is what happened when Bill Carney of Bow stood up to say that bobcats
should be managed with the same accepted scientific wildlife management principles and programs as New Hampshire's other wildlife resources, and not be managed with teary-eyed emotion or some conjured-up Ouija board wildlife management scheme. And definitely not attempted to manage because...
Excuse me, folks. Please be considerate.
Of those in the audience who signed up to testify, 46 were in favor of trapping and 306 were opposed. The proponents say the season is a science-based management scheme, but the science is not ironclad.
So it's a rather not very rigorous estimate.
John Litvitis is the UNH biologist who oversaw the studies that the season would be based on. He says the cats are very secretive and hard to count, so the number they came up with is based on a lot of assumptions.
Our estimate is simply a guesstimate.
The trappers respond that they would provide Fish and Game with data from the harvest. Things like how long did it take them to catch the cats they found and how old was each animal. Mike Morrison was one of the trappers who helped carry out the UNH study.
We're looking at an estimate of about 1,500 to 1,600 cats in a state. That's an estimate. How do you make an estimate more accurate? You get more data. I support this because I support the bobcats.
As a source of revenue, opening a season on bobcats is not a real winner. The Fish and Game Department says they could earn maybe $5,000 from the season, but it would cost as much as $20,000 to administer. And while trappers do sell furs at auction, Fish and Game data estimate that all but the most prolific trappers are probably only making a few hundred dollars a year. The trappers, like Dan Dockham of Guilford, say this is all about recreation and history.
A lot of this feeling here, to me, is all emotional. It's simple. If you don't want to hunt them or trap them, don't. But don't stop those of us who enjoy this pastime and our heritage.
Emotion certainly was running high. Many opponents object to the methods used to hunt bobcats, steel-jawed traps, and using dogs to chase them up trees where they can be shot. Others, like Chris Shadler with Project Coyote, simply argued bobcats don't cause harm or really need human management.
As a conservation biologist, I can state that there is no biological reason whatsoever to hunt the bobcat or any other predator. Predators regulate themselves.
And another major theme from opponents was that by ignoring the popular will, Fish and Game was giving themselves, and hunters in general, a black eye. And if testimony from Tom Angeloro, who owns a farm in Roxbury, is any indication, there may be some backlash.
What you have to do is post your lands to all hunting. If you post it to all hunting, they can't hunt bobcats.
He points out over 10,000 people signed a petition against the bobcat hunt, which could equal a lot of angry landowners putting up posted signs.
And then you won't be able to hunt for anything. So stop hunting for cats.
The final hearing on the bobcat hunt will be held in Lancaster tonight. After that, it'll be up to the Fish and Game Commission to decide what to do with what they've heard. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.